WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Brad Dourif's first major screen role was in the 1975 film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He played Billy Bibbit, a suicidal mental patient with a crippling stutter and a mother fixation. He was nominated for an Oscar for the part. In most of his subsequent television and movie roles, Dourif has played psychotics and killers. In the film The Eyes of Laura Mars, he played a murder suspect. And in John Huston's Wise Blood, he starred as the obsessed founder of the Church Without Christ. In the new horror film Child's Play, Dourif is a psychotic mass murderer who is killed in a toy store in a shootout with a cop. As Dourif is dying, he says an incantation that transfers his soul and voice to the body of a doll in the store. I asked Dourif why he always gets cast as a psycho.
People spend a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars on movies, and if you start to do something and people can see that you do it, then they tend to want to go with you because, it's a sure thing. I think that's one reason. Number two, I kind of get scared when I audition, so people see a lot of fear, so that helps reinforce that.
No, it's interesting that you bring up fear, because your face does really register fear well.
Yeah.
But it's an almost aggressive kind of fear, so that the person watching you would be afraid about what you'd be doing to them, even though you're registering fear.
Yeah. Well, anger's real close to fear. And it just tends to go that way with me, I guess. When I get scared, I start to look angry. It's kind of my defense.
We have very intense eyes, you know.
Thank you. I think that's also responsible for it.
Do you take it personally that you've been cast as psychotic so often?
I gotta say that occasionally, my feelings get a little hurt. You know, I say, geez, if I kill one more person or if I have to rape one more woman or beat my wife up one more time, you know? Yeah.
Have you gotten to the point, though, of almost like giving in and starting to enjoy the role and finding yourself like looking around in cities and people on trains at the crazier looking people, looking for things that you can pick up on and add to your next role?
Well, yeah, of course I've been in the market for a long time for, you know, new crazy moves, so I do look around. But I'm really, you know, now I'm sort of like, I'm going to try to change that. I've decided that I'm going to be real serious about doing other things. So I'm turning down crazies these days.
Well, before we get to some of the crazies you've turned down, let's get to the latest crazy role that you're in.
Okay.
And that's the new movie Child's Play. And I was disappointed to find that you were killed off right after the opening credit sequence. And your spirit survives and inhabits the body of a child's doll.
Mm-hmm.
So your voice is still there, but your body's gone.
Right.
Did you know you were going to be killed off that quickly when you accepted the role?
Yeah, I did. And that was kind of like the challenge of the role, to sort of remain kind of a force in the picture, but not, you know, have my mug there. Just do it with my voice.
Was the doll designed with you in mind at all, for there to be some similarity or of gesture or of anything, so that there'd be a connection for the audience when your spirit inhabits the doll's body?
Yes. They had me do some taping, and I danced around and did some moving, and also I set all the lines, sort of acted the scenes out for them before they went and did it.
I've really been looking forward to seeing you in more movies, but there was a period of a few years
Me too.
when I didn't see you in much at all, and I was wondering, what happened?
Well, during that time, I was, I don't really know what happened. People became less interested in using me for some reason, but I was also got real involved in teaching. I taught at Columbia University for those 5 years.
Taught acting?
Directing.
Oh, I didn't know you directed.
I don't. I just taught it. I taught a course called Acting Directing, and I worked real closely with somebody who did teach camera and editing and all that kind of stuff. So I was I really had somebody that was helping me a lot.
During years when you're not called for a lot of roles, do you ever know the reason why?
No. I don't think I'll ever understand exactly what It's a strange business, and I've given up trying to figure it out, you know.
You said that you want to take on different kinds of roles now. I know you're in two forthcoming films, Sunny Boy and Mississippi Burning. I know virtually nothing about the films or about your roles in them.
Well, actually, they're still both killers. One of the people I play is a really a kind of, I guess it's a heavy metal fable comedy is the only way I can describe it. It's really dark, black, in fact. And I play a character called Weasel in that. And he's kind of a killer and very amoral and not sort of more like a dreamlike person, not even really a complete person, I don't think. And then Mississippi Burning is about the civil rights workers who were killed during Freedom Summer in 64. And I play the guy who turned them over to the Ku Klux Klan and in fact, kill them.
So when you say that you're starting to turn down roles like that, is that hard to do? I mean, after all, you want to work, you want roles.
That's right. I have a wife and kids, and yeah. I mean, you have to split the difference in terms of that. You do the best you can. I just, you know, if I have some money, then I turn them down, and I really look for other stuff, you know. And I'm finding it. I'm doing little things here and there, you know. So it's working.
I'm interested in your background. I know little about you. I read somewhere that you went to prep school.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a place called Aiken Prep for 3 years in South Carolina, and then I went for another 3 years in Colorado to a prep school there. So I did 6 years of time.
Were you from a prosperous background?
Yeah, I was. My grandfather built a factory in West Virginia, made dye, ultramarine blue. And so we had some money when I was growing up.
It's funny because...
It's gone now.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
You almost always play scruffy on screen.
That could be have to do with some kind of upper middle class guilt, perhaps. I don't know. But I like doing scruffy.
Did you have to wear uniforms when you were in school?
Yep, I did. I had to wear, first school I went to, I had to wear one uniform in the morning, then a sports uniform, and then another uniform at night. And then when I went out riding, I had to wear a riding uniform. And everything we did, we had a uniform.
Oh, so it's fun and relaxing to be scruffy, huh?
Yes, it is.
In the press kit bio of you for the new movie Child's Play, I think it's the first sentence in your bio starts, "Personally, Dourif is a gentleman." As if readers really need to be reassured that you're not that you're not genuinely crazy. I was wondering if you ever find yourself in places like supermarkets where people look just vaguely uncomfortable about you, as if they've maybe seen you before and they find you a little suspicious, but they don't know why.
Twice that really happened to me. One time I was in a jewelry store and somebody looked at me and went white as a sheet. And they'd just seen a movie where I had played a killer. And then the second time, I met a woman at a party and she became really scared. And she said, "I think that man is psychotic. I just, there's something tells me that she's psychotic." And asked, I heard about it later on. Somebody told me that she had to leave the party and everything because she was sure I was, you know, going to kill somebody.
That's really funny. Have you seen Child's Play in a theater yet?
No, I just saw it at a screening.
I saw Child's Play in a theater. There were a lot of teenagers in it. They screamed. And just the other night, I was in a theater and I had to leave in the middle of the movie, go to the ladies' room. I was walking past another theater. It was one of these like quadruplexes. And there were these screams pouring out of this other theater and I looked to see what was playing and it was Child's Play. Does that make you feel good?
Yeah. If I'm going to be bad, at least I can be effective.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Actor Brad Dourif is the voice of Chucky, the killer doll, in the new horror film Child's Play. And he plays killers again in two forthcoming films, Sunny Boy and Mississippi Burning. This is Fresh Air.